The camp house on William Street, off Main Street on Chattanooga's south side, is the chapel for the Mission Chattanooga Church on Sundays. The other 6 days of the week, it's a coffee shop during the day and a listening room in the evening. This is Courtney Marie Andrews. She's a songwriter from Seattle. She played at the camp house last night.
Songs for tourists, some from friends. They like the ones with weird instruments. Songs for people that I used to know. They send me invites, but I never go.
Most people don't know when they walk in, there's really nothing that would, I guess, reveal that, except for at the very back of our stage is our cross that is our symbol for the Mission Chattanooga, which is a very stylized cross. Most people might not even notice that it's there anyways.
Matt Busby is director of the camp house. He runs the coffee shop. He also books all of the musical acts, and he's a deacon in the Mission Chattanooga Church.
Nobody would know if you walk in unless you ask us. And we're very open about that. People ask, you know, who's the owner of this? And we usually tell them, yeah, we're actually owned by a church called the Mission Chattanooga. And most people are shocked or surprised because the profile of a Christian coffee shop that people have in their mind is very cliched, just like most things that have to do with Christianity. But, you know, we believe that God is honored in good culture. That doesn't mean Christian subculture. And so when people hear that we're a Christian coffee shop or we're owned by a church, their immediate question is, oh, so you only book Christian music? And the fact is that's actually the exception. It's not the rule. So we host a lot of singer-songwriters. We're very much a listening room. And every now and then we'll have a Christian artist who's a good songwriter. So we've had Derek Webb out of Nashville and Josh Garrels out of Portland. But those two are very much on the fringes of the Christian music scene. So
this is Erin Ray, a singer and songwriter from Nashville. She shared the bill with Courtney Marie Andrews at the camp house last night.
There's a fond memory of a city of a time set careful in a frame on an altar in my mind. And when I'm hating what's before me and I do not know my place, there's a longing from within my heart puts tears upon my face. I wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you. You might talk me down and put my mind at ease. If it were Monticello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now. Don't wait for me.
If you talk to the songwriters in Chattanooga, everybody will tell you we have the best sound system for small venues in Chattanooga. And so we do want to be a premier listening room in Chattanooga, and that's what we strive for. So we don't typically book, you know, rock bands or heavier genres. We stick to singer-songwriter, folk, bluegrass, more acoustic genres.
Any particular reason?
Well, one of them is that we try and be good neighbors. So the camp house is an old clear story warehouse right on William Street, and on every single side we have condos that surround us. When we opened 3 years ago, we were the only business in that area except for some antique shops. Now, Hot Chocolatier's there, Mean Mug's another coffee shop that opened right around the corner, Enzo's. Not to mention all the other businesses. believe in beautiful spaces. And so Chris walked into that, into the camp house, and it's one of those old clear story warehouse buildings. And so you walk in the afternoon, and this, it's just this beautiful dusty light coming through. And it was just, you can tell that we can make this spot into something spectacular. And they did.
Put a lot of money into it, I imagine.
It's owned by Cessna DiCosimo, and he had done some updating to it at the time. And most of our money actually went into building out the sound system. So within the camp house, we have a full multi-track setup to do multi-track recording. We can record studio quality albums in there.
Have you done that?
We've recorded a lot of, so with the Mission Chattanooga, we write a lot of our own worship music, and so we've recorded some albums that way. And then one of the cool features of our open mic is that you can actually pay to get your songs, the stems for any of the music that you play. And so, yeah, we've done a few different recordings, a few different live albums for people. We have a Battle of the Bands every year, and it'll be coming up again at Main Times 24. And one of the prizes is you come back and do a live recorded EP. Yeah, we do that quite often.
The Camp House features singers and songwriters as well as bands playing unplugged almost every night. That Battle of the Bands Matt mentioned is a contest stemming from their open mic night, which is held most Thursday evenings.
There's a couple exceptions to that. If I have a really good singer-songwriter that wants to come through and I don't have any other option, then I'll book that. So we have Courtney Marie Andrews is going to be coming through in October, and she's fantastic. But we keep a schedule of our events on our website, thecamphouse.com, and Facebook is always a really good we always post our events on Facebook, so if you ever want to know what's going on, you can always go on there as well.
How does the open mic work? Is that first come, first served?
It is. It doesn't normally fill up all the way. So our open mic is a listening room competition-style open mic. So there's a $2 cover for everybody who comes in. And at the end of the night, everybody votes. It's weighted to where it's not a popularity contest, but everybody votes, and one of the artists will take home a portion of the door. It's the open mic is, it's all original, all acoustic, and artists can play two songs or do two poems if there's poets who are interested in coming.
Do you have any kind of mega contest where you know, like Eddie's Attic, you know, every 6 months at the shootout, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so Eddie's Attic is kind of our model. They're kind of what we're shooting for. We do quarterly competitions, so if you win the night, you'll be invited back to the quarterly competition. And if you win that, then you're invited back to the annual competition. So we actually haven't had an annual. We've kind of moved to this format in January. And so we've had two quarterly winners so far. Right now we're in the middle of the third quarter.
As far as the acts that you book, how do you find the acts that you book? Are they self-selected, or do you aggressively go out seeking new talent?
Well, most of the acts that I book have contacted me. And, you know, typically our market is decently big singer-songwriters, and then bands who want to do acoustic tours, we host them a lot as well. Yeah, right now we've hosted Matthew Mayfield, Noah Gunderson out of Seattle. David Ramirez is becoming a regular for us, and really proud of that. So if you haven't heard David Ramirez's stuff, it's
I haven't. When's the next time he's coming?
November 5th.
In addition to the music every evening, Matt Busby is also responsible for the coffee shop, open every day, Monday through Saturday, from 7 until 7.
We do all the traditional espresso drinks you'd think of, macchiatos, double espressos, and lattes, cappuccinos. We also offer a drink called a cortado, which is a little bit more rare. It's 2 ounces of espresso and 2 ounces of steam milk, so it's slightly bigger than a macchiato, slightly smaller than a cappuccino. It's served in a rocks glass, so it's pretty sexy to drink it. And then on top of that, we actually offer a pretty extensive pour-over selection. So we usually have one or two coffees in our AirPods, which is like the mass brew that you think of when you go to a coffee shop. But then we have a whole other menu of coffees that we'll make by the cup, and those are called pour-overs.
Expensive?
Over $3 a cup. So for most people, that's pretty expensive for coffee.
I have to be a connoisseur. Right?
Yeah, I tell people if you're going to add cream to your coffee, you know, don't get a pour-over just because it's milk is a... It's a neutralizer. Milk is a neutralizer in coffee. So you can get pretty bad coffee or pretty good coffee. When you add milk to it, there's not going to be a huge difference in what you're drinking. So it's not worth paying the extra money to try and get a better flavor profile out of a coffee if you're going to add milk to it. And there's nothing wrong with putting milk in your coffee. It's fine if that's what you like. When they're roasting for people who drink it black because they want to bring out those flavor profiles.
All the information about the Camp House is on their website, thecamphouse.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.